Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 004, Thelonious Monk. I say, play your own way. Don't play what the public wants. You play what you want and let the public pick up on what you're doing, even if it does take them 15, 20 years.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast.
Learn jazz piano without all the guesswork.
Now, your host, Brendan Lowe.
All right, hey everyone, welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 4, and we are just flying along. I am going to be at 100 in no time. So, my goal is to put out one of these every single day, because I want to get through a lot of the beginner material. Well, not get through it, but I want to get it out there as fast as possible, so that everyone who is a beginner has something to work with, and then I can get to the intermediate and advanced material as well. So most of the first episodes, probably up to 20, are going to be going over fundamental concepts, major scales, major triads, seventh chords, playing jazz tunes, playing pop tunes. After I feel like I've gotten a good foundation out for beginners, people who know nothing about jazz, then I will start to get into more improvisation concepts, more advanced concepts, getting gigs, voicings, comping, interaction with rhythm sections, all that good stuff I'm sure everyone's dying to hear. So in this episode, we're going to be going over the major scales. In the upcoming episodes, a couple of episodes, I'm going to be going over the 5 easy steps in detail that I put out in the last podcast. So I'm not going to go over listening to jazz because that's pretty self-explanatory. Just put on a CD and start listening and you'll have a blast. The next step I'm going to go over that I had in the previous episode was major scales though. And so that's why I'm going to be going over major scales in depth in this episode. So major scales are extremely, extremely important. I can't say that enough. When your teachers, if you've ever had a teacher that told you to practice your major scales, whether it's classical or jazz, we aren't just saying that because to make you suffer, okay? Major scales are truly, truly fundamental. It's a fundamental cornerstone for learning more things to come, and I'll show you what I mean. So if you don't know your major scales, everything comes from a major scale. Major scale and chords have very close relationship. So I know you guys are going to be eager to learn voicings and learn all these hip sounds. You know, I'm sitting at my keyboard today. I will be doing podcasts from a piano in the future, so just bear with me in the sound of my keyboard. But, you know, voicings like this, you know, or just really kind of, you know, more thicker voicings, you know, stuff like this. All those degrees of the chord I'm playing are going to come from a major scale. So let's say I want to describe how to play a certain voicing. I'm going to say 1 and 7. You know, I'm going to say something like maybe 3, 13, 3 sharp 11, and 13 on top. So if you don't know your major scale really, really well, you're not going to be able to pick out the degrees of that chord that I just said. So that first chord I had 1 and 7, okay, and the 7 is going to be flat 7 of our major scale. I had sharp 9, flat 13, and then 1 on top. And I'll put that voicing in the show notes for you guys. And the second voicing I had was 1, flat 7, 3, 9, 13, 9, sharp 11, and 13 again. So I'll say that one more time. 1, flat 7, 3, 13 in my right hand, 13, 9, sharp 11, and 13 again. Now, if you have no idea what I just said and that sounded like calculus to you, don't even worry about it, because we will definitely be getting into extensions and how to use extensions in your voicings and to thicken up your chords and color up your chords and make them sound, you know, like jazz voicing. So my main point is, though, major scales are a necessity to learning jazz, to learning chords, to learning voices. So please, please, please practice your major scales, learn your major scales. I've posted all the major scales on the in the show notes for this episode, and they're also, if you become a free member, I'll talk about that real quickly right now. If you become a free member at the website we are associated with, www.jazzpianoschool.com. You'll have access to all the major scales. All the major scales are in the lesson videos at our website. So I show you how to play each and every scale individually in every single key. Okay, you can't go wrong with that. You know, you can look at the scale, you can see it, you can see me talking about the scale. And then all it takes is a little bit of practice time. You can learn one scale a week, and in 12 weeks, you'll be done with all your major scales. Hey, if you want to go faster than that, I don't mind either, because you could get all your scales done in 2 weeks and be ready to move on to major triads, minor triads, seventh chords, and then just start playing your heart out, okay? So it's completely up to you what pace you want to do it at. If you have time for just one major scale a week, if you're working a day job, you can come home, practice, tell your kids or your wife or your girlfriend, hey, I just got to spend 10 minutes on this major scale, and then we can watch our favorite TV show. I don't know where that came from, but my point is just practice your major scales, okay? So, again, we're associated with www.jazzpianoschool.com, and you can go there. You become a free member. All free lesson videos are there on more topics as well, and obviously the podcast is there with all the show notes, and you can go there and sign up to become a free member. So back to the major scales. I'm just going to go over the theorem of whole steps and half steps in a major scale and just talk about the major scale a little bit today so you have a better understanding of what's going on in a major scale. So a major scale is comprised of seven notes, okay? And each one of these notes we give a number to, and that is called the degree of the major scale. So I'm going to play a C major scale, and I'm going to count after each note. So C, anytime you name the letter of the major scale you're going to play, that is going to be 1. So we don't count the letter, or the root we call it, as 0. We count that as 1, because that's the first note in the scale, so we're going to call it 1. So my C is the first note in the scale, so I'm going to call that 1. Okay? I'm going to go up the scale. I'll tell you how I'm finding the notes as well, because there's a pattern to every major scale. Here's the note D. That's degree 2. E is degree 3. F is 4. G is 5. A is 6. B is 7. And then we're back to C again. We're back to 1. So we have 7 different notes in the major scale. Okay? Always go up to the C on top again just to finish it off and then come back down. Now, there's a pattern for all major scales. How do you build a major scale? How do I know what notes to play? Now, obviously you can read the music. If I give you the C major scale notated out, you're going to see the notes C, D, E, F, G, A, B, C, and you'll know that's the C major scale. But why? I love talking about the why. Why is it that we play those notes to construct the scale? And then when I move to the key of G, I construct the G major scale in the same way, and I'm going to tell you how to do that. Now, if you guys don't know what whole steps and half steps are, I'm going to tell you right now, okay? A whole step, let me start with a half step, excuse me. A half step, if you're looking at a piano, there is no space in between the next note on the piano. So, for the beginners out there, if you're going to your right, I'm going to be talking about that in the upcoming episodes as going up the piano. If you're going to your left, I'm going to be talking about that as going down the piano. So the high end, right, that's going up to the higher register, and the low end is going down. You can just think about down, low, right? Going up is high, you know? So to the right, high, to the left, low. Now for a half step, on a piano we have white and black notes. So a half step, if I go up a half step from C, I'm going to go to the very, very next closest note to C, and that can be either a black note or a white note. In this case, it's going to be a black note. So here's C. I'm going to go up a half step to C sharp. So I didn't skip any notes. I didn't jump around. I went to the very, very closest note touching C. Now, there's two notes touching C. You have D, right, and you have C sharp. But C sharp, you know, visually on a keyboard, on a piano, is closer than D just because it's literally ingrained into the note if you're looking on a piano. Down a half step from C is a little bit easier. You can see that very clearly. You're going to see the note B. B natural is right directly below C. So that's going down a half step. Now a whole step, okay, is where we skip a note. So you know what the half step is. We're going to skip that half step, and a whole step is self-explanatory. You're taking a whole step instead of a half. So we're going to skip the note C sharp, and we're going to go to D. So C to D. All right, so I skip C sharp. In this case, C sharp. You can also call it D flat, but I'm calling it C sharp because I'm moving up. Don't worry about that if that was confusing. And I'm going up whole step, C to D. Now from D, I'm going to give you another example. If we're going to go up a whole step, from D up a whole step would be to D sharp. It would be another black note, right? And you can hear that chromaticism. That's a half step. And a whole step would be up to the note E, right? So whole and half. So again, just to review with you guys, a half step is going to the next closest note on the piano, the very, very closest note. A whole step is where you're going to skip the half step and go one over. So you skip the half step and go to the next note. Okay, that's a whole step. So whole steps and half steps are like numbers in math. Depending upon the combination that you use of whole steps and half steps, you're going to get certain sounds. Okay? So in order to build a major scale, any major scale, you can start on any note. All you have to do is know your whole steps and half steps. You don't even need to read music, okay? So that's one of the other major points I forgot to say is for beginners who don't really know how to read music but want to get into jazz, you can learn your major scales. You can learn them by watching them too, obviously, on the website, but you can learn them by whole steps and half steps. So if you go to any note in the piano, let's say, well, I'll start with C and then I'll move to a different key. So the major scale is comprised of this whole step and half step pattern. From the note C, we're going to go up a whole step. That brings us to D. From D, we're going to go up another whole step. We're at the note E now. So we've done two whole steps. Okay, listen, guys. So we've done two whole steps. Now we do a half step. All right, so we're going to go up a half step now to F, okay? We're going to go up three more whole steps. So here's one whole step, two, three, and then we finish off with another half step. Now, I'm just naming these whole steps and half steps as I'm playing them on the piano. So that's the formula to creating a major scale. Okay, do you guys remember it? No? I'll do it again. If I was in your position, I probably wouldn't remember either. Like, what? Whole steps, half steps? I have no idea what you're talking about. All right, so here we go. I'm going to do it again for you, okay? So we have two whole steps to start off. Remember that. Two whole steps. Here's two. There's one. D to E is the second one. Now we throw in a half step. E to F is our half step, okay? So we have two whole steps and a half. Remember that. Two whole and half. I can picture you guys driving to work or like running, and you're like, two whole, half. Two whole, half. That's what I'd be doing. All right, so we got two whole and half. Now we have three whole steps. Okay, so two whole, half, and three more whole steps. All right, so I'm on the note F in the key of C. I'm going to go up three whole steps. Here we go. From F to G is one. There's one, two, three. So I did three more whole steps. And then to finish the scale off, we have one half step. Okay, B to C. All right, so three whole, then a half to end it off. So here we go again. Two holes. Wow, yeah, I'm screwing it up already. Two whole steps, a half step. Three whole steps, a half step, right? It's pretty easy. Two whole steps, half. Three whole steps, half. Okay, I'll do it. You can make a little song out of it. Two whole steps, half. Three whole steps, half. Two whole steps, half. Three whole steps, half. Okay? I haven't even had coffee this morning, everyone. So just imagine what it would be like if I had two cups of coffee. But so that's it. Okay, two whole steps, half step, three whole steps, half step. So I can pick any single note on the piano. As long as you know your whole steps and half steps well, you got to be careful because it can get a little tricky in some areas, right? So let's start on a black note. Let's say I start on G flat, F sharp. They're the same note. So I'm going to do my pattern that we just learned, okay? Now what is it? Say it out loud for me. I can hear you guys. Just kidding. All right, two whole steps, right? So I'm going to go up a whole step, G flat to A, or I'll do sharps for you guys. So F sharp to G sharp. That's my first whole step. I'm going to go up another whole step, G sharp to A sharp. Okay. Now we have our half step, right? Two whole, half. Here's my half step. Okay, now what do we have next? Three whole steps. So here's one, two, three, and then we finish off with a half. So that's my major scale. I just made another major scale starting on the note F sharp, G flat, okay? So that's how we create a major scale. That's why major scales are put together that way. They follow that same pattern every time, no matter what key you're in. And that's why we have certain keys, because the pattern stays consistent of whole steps and half steps. But depending upon what note you play, you're going to have different notes. So you're going to have different number of sharps and flats, right? You might have all white notes and one black note. You might have four black notes and two white notes or whatever. That doesn't equal seven, but three white notes. So no matter where you are, you're going to use two whole steps, half step, three whole steps, half step. Now, if you know how to read notes and everything, it doesn't really mean much. But it's just good to know the formula to build a major scale, because in the future, we're going to be talking about whole steps and half steps. And just for all the beginners out there, it's just good to know. So that's how we put a major scale together. So learn your major scales. Now, I just want to give you another quick example to finish this short podcast off. Why it's important to know your major scale. So we learned how to build a major scale. Now, like I was saying, the degrees of the scale are going to tell us certain notes that we can use for triads, for seventh chords, and for more thicker jazz voicings. So what you need to get to a level where you can say, or I can say to you, or anyone, or you can know, if I say, okay, John, you know, I want you to add the third, or excuse me, I want you to add the sixth into that chord. And let's say we're in the key of G flat. So our major scale started on G flat. You need to know the sixth degree of the major scale. So if you guys are listening, what note is that? Anyone? Anyone? Did you say E flat? Okay, you're right. It's E flat. Good job. All right, so if I said the third of an A major scale, what would you say? C sharp, very good. Let's do a tricky one. If I said the seventh degree, okay, it's going to get a little tricky when we start going to seventh chords. If I said the major seventh, right, the seventh degree of the major scale in the key of D, what note would you say? C sharp, that's right. If you got it wrong, don't worry. You'll learn it. So this is why it's important. Let's say I have a C major triad. Okay, I'm going to play my C major triad. Now, if you've listened to, I'm going to get into major triads and how we use them in the next podcast. But again, we build our major triad using the one, the third, and the fifth. And that's why it's also important to know our major scales of the major scale. So here's one, C. Here's the note E, the third, and the fifth of C. Okay, now let's say I want to add the seventh in. Okay, I'm going to add the seventh degree of my major scale right here. Now that actually gives me a jazz chord right there. We're not going to talk about it yet, but there's a nice jazz chord. Okay, I'm going to do that in the key of F. I'm going to play a major triad, 1, 3, and 5 of the F major scale. And I'm going to add the seventh in. Excuse me. Now let's say I wanted to get a little creative, okay, and I want to add some color tones. Again, I'm not going to describe the color tones right now to you guys, but just so I can give you an example. Let's say one of my students was playing a major seventh, and I wanted him to add certain types of colors in there. So we can take certain notes of the scale, and just for learning purposes today, I'm not going to call them by their extensions, because we get into numbers higher than 1 through 7, like the major scale, we go into 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, and we need to know those notes as well. So our range in the scale expands a little bit from the degrees and numbers. And don't worry, it's really, really easy. I know it sounds like a lot of math and stuff, but trust me, just follow along and it'll be super simple for you. Okay, it's like basic math, like kindergarten. You know, like, I got two apples and here's two oranges. How many does that make? That's it. So, where was I? Okay, so I have a major seventh chord. Let's say my student's playing a major seventh chord, and I say, hey, John, I want you to add, okay, the sharp two and the flat six. So in the key of F, guys, what note is your two? The two is the second degree of the scale. We know F is one. So what would the two be? I'm going to tell you. It's the note G. So what would the six be in the F major scale? It's the note D. So some color tones. I know that these are color tones for learning purposes right now, but I'll explain how I got to those later. But those are the color tones I would tell my student maybe to use. So let's say the sharp two and the flat six. So if you guys know where those notes are, he can add them in because he knows those notes from the major scale. If he doesn't, if you don't know your major scale, then I'm not going to be able to tell you that. I'm not going to be able to say, I need you to add these degrees of the scale, or you're playing the wrong degree of the scale. So the major scales are so important. So let me add those colors in. Here's my seventh chord on the bottom, and I'm going to add in the sharp two. I should play a different chord, I'm sorry. I'm going to play a different chord, but here's my sharp two. Okay, I bet that sounds kind of out. That's more of a jazz chord, right? And I'm going to add the flat six on top as well. Let me do that in a different key. That's a little high. It's a little piercing. Okay. And I believe that was the first chord I played in the beginning. Yeah. So we can change the two to a flat two, right? And change the quality of the chord. So I'm going to play flat two, which is D in the key of C. Okay. And that's going to add another color to this chord. Right? Sounds pretty nice. So I'm sure you guys by now can see the importance of knowing your major scales. I haven't even gone into technically. I mean, technically, obviously, learning your major scales, being able to play them fluidly, right, in all keys. It's really going to help your dexterity, your control, and it's just a great exercise. So while you're learning to increase your technique and control over the major scales, you're going to be setting yourself up to learn voicings, extensions, colors, two-handed voicings, movements, voice leading, just a whole slew of concepts. A whole slew of concepts that are going to be coming in the future. So practice, 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 guys, your major scales. I hope that helped give you more insight into why major scales are important. So the next time you have a lesson or you listen to me and I tell you to play the major scales, or another teacher tells you to play the major scales, you're going to be like, oh, okay, I understand those are important. I need to learn those. It's not just like, oh my God, why do I have to practice scales all day? You know, scales are very, very important. They help you in the future. And trust me, you'll be thanking me once you're flying up and down the piano with your scales and you're knowing the degrees you can pick out and you're playing all these cool voicings, all right? If you guys enjoyed this podcast, as always, thank you so much for listening, first of all. If you could go on iTunes and give me a 5-star review, I'd really appreciate it. I'm trying to reach out and talk to as many people as possible and let them know that this podcast is out there so they can learn as well. And you know, when you come to a podcast and you see 5 stars, you're like, ooh, I got to listen to this. So if you see like 2 stars, you're like, I'm not going to listen to this. So hopefully this is of value enough for you guys to put 5 stars. I'd really appreciate it and leave a nice review. That way the next person who comes and is questioning, they can be like, ooh, 5 stars. I think I'm going to check it out. And then they can start learning with you guys as well. All right, so as always, guys, thank you so much. In the next episode, I'm going to be going over major triads in depth. And as always, happy practicing.